Brothers and sisters, I'm Father Vittorio Boria. I'm a Capuchin friar from Denver. If you're not familiar with the Capuchins, we are the group of Padre Pio. If you're good Catholics, and you are good Catholics because you are here in church today, you know who Father Pio is, definitely. But also, Blessed Solanus Casey, an American citizen, was a member of our order, and he was beatified a few years ago in Detroit. And we hope that he will be raised to the honor of, he will be canonized in a few years, again here in the United States. Of course, Saint Francis of Assisi is our leaders, and so I hope that they put together all their strength, all their power in heaven to lead me to the right path and pull me up one day when my day will come. Brothers and sisters, I'm among you today to talk, to present to you the program of Unbound, a Catholic organization, lay organization, for a charitable organization. And I'm pleased to find out that many of you in this parish are quite familiar, and in fact, you are also involved with the Unbound. Let's first have just a few thoughts about the gospel of today. The gospel of today talks to us about encounter, the encounter of Mary with Saint Elizabeth. Both of these women are expecting children, and these children are in their wombs in a miraculous way. Elizabeth didn't expect to be mother at that age, and Mary was expecting the Son of God in a miraculous, most miraculous way. Mary, the younger, greets Elizabeth, and the sound of her greetings brings the Holy Spirit into that house, so that Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and comes with that beautiful line that we repeat every time we greet the Blessed Mother. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And she proclaims that Mary is the Mother of God. She is the Mother of the Son of God. The child in her womb leaps for joy, and in the future he will be the one that will point out, here is the Lamb of God. Here is the one who takes away the sins of the world. Words that we use every time we come to Mass. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, is filled with his Holy Spirit, and he comes up with that beautiful hymn, the Benedictus, which points out that the salvation awaited from by Israel for millennia, now is about to happen. And the Benedictus is a prayer that priests, religious, deacons, people that says the office say every morning. It's the best, beautiful prayer for morning. Mary, she comes up with that beautiful song, the Magnificat, that is probably the best prayer in the New Testament after the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Our Father. And so we see, brothers and sisters, we are preparing for Christmas, for an encounter, and we can expect that the coming of Jesus in our hearts this year will bring in us also a renewal, bring in us all the graces, the blessings that are own by the grace of baptism. And I pray that the Christmas of this year will mark for each one of us here today a moment of a new encounter, a new beginning also. And that is what I'm here to propose to you, brothers and sisters. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the Thanksgiving Day. You know, the United States and a few very few other countries are the the only countries in the whole world that dedicate one whole day to show their gratitude. Gratitude is a feeling that comes up from a heart that is humble and generous. Humble because they recognize that everything that we have is coming to us from God. And therefore, whatever they have received with one hand, they want also to share with the other hand. And the American population is known all over the world for their generosity, for their responding to the needs of other peoples. I only want to point out the miracles that the United States worked at the end of the two worldwide wars. They brought up Western Europe to stand on their own feet. And what they are doing, they did in Europe, they're doing also in the rest of the world. And the Catholic Americans, they stand out from even in the United States for their generosity, for their responding to the needs of other peoples around the world. So we have organizations like the Caritas, the JRS, the CRS, and other organizations that are there to respond to the needs of the poor countries in the world or to situations of emergency. And the Catholics are very good in doing that because they reach out to the diocese around the world already in place, in a place of need, and the diocese are connected with the parishes, and the parishes reach out the individual. And so the Catholic charitable organizations are the most effective, the fastest, and the ones that are more reliable, most responsible to whatever they receive. And Unbound puts itself in this situation. It was an organization that was started in Kansas City in 1981 by five lay people. Two of them had been missionaries in Southern America, and they had been working with the poor. When they came back to the United States, they wanted to continue responding to the call of service to the poor that we find in the Bible, in the New Testament. We find also in the teaching of the church, following the example of great saints. And so that's how Unbound nowadays reaches to 300,000 Catholics in different parishes who generously respond to the needs of 380,000 people, young children, adults, and seniors that are in need of a helping hand, a support that will launch them to be self-reliant. And here I am today, brothers and sisters, to propose to you 30 more young children that are applying for sponsorship. Your parishes, as I said before, has been generous, and today I hope that you will be equally generous, equally responsive to the needs of these other children. Unbound, you can rely on Unbound because of each dollar that you donate, Unbound sends to the beneficiary, to the individual, 93 cents of each dollar that you send. And that is the best investment. Think if you would you would get 93% of your investments in the bank or in any such, you would be the richest people in the world. But more than anything else, remember I met Mother Teresa in Philadelphia many years ago, 40 years ago maybe, and at the Eucharistic Congress. And she talked to us. The one thing that I remember of all her talk was the statement, the whole gospel, we have it in the five fingers of one hand. You did it to me. I was hungry, I was naked, I was in prison, I was in need. You came to help me. You did it to me. And so, brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that these five words of Jesus will prompt you to consider whether you can do an extra donation or also extra effort to sponsor a person that is in need. May God bless you.